time is 4:13 and 30 seconds. The time is 4:13 and 40 seconds. The time is 4:13 and 50 seconds. The time is 4:14. Exactly.
Is this Suzanne Cartmellian? Max is calling.
This is her mother.
Hello?
Hello, Suzanne. Suzanne?
Yes?
This is your mother.
Yes?
Hi. I was given a week to call you back, which is what
Well, you have plenty of time.
Well, it was kind of an ultimatum that I didn't quite understand, you know. I wouldn't have given you an ultimatum like that, but I wanted to call
you
back.
Yeah, well, everybody's in a different kind of circumstance, so whatever they, you know, want to do.
Well, I guess so, but, you know, for one thing, when you said that about your dad, you know, it's hard for me to see you, and as a matter of fact, I can't, because I don't work that way. If you don't care
okay.
for your dad,
okay,
you
well, then that's fine. That's it, then.
You don't
have to worry about it, then.
But I don't understand. Your brothers are completely...
Well, then why don't you meet me? Then why don't you meet me at where I think is best?
What I'm saying to you, I don't understand. When you say to me you don't
okay,
care
well,
about
see,
your
I
dad...
Okay, well, see, I can explain that, okay? But I can't do it here, you know, and you can't do it there, and we can't do it over the phone. So, okay, if you're going to go, you know, by what I said over the phone, and that's your reason for not wanting to do it, fine, I understand, okay?
Look,
and that'll be the end of it.
I just want you to listen to me, Suzanne. First of all, you've got to understand, you know, that down through the years, this kind of has been used. You know, I love you, but I don't love Jim Jones. I care about you, but that doesn't work because your dad.
I'm not using that, Mom. I'm just going to cut off you and everybody. Period. Okay. Based on what you tell me.
Well, let me tell you what's going on down there.
Well, I have no idea other than the few people that you told me to talk to.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been down there, and I've been around your dad for 29 years.
Well, I can't talk about and listen to all that over the phone.
Well,
I'm in the middle of another meeting, too.
I've had a lot of beautiful experiences, but what's happening in Jonestown is the most beautiful experience of my life. And you know I wouldn't be someplace and leave your brother someplace and
I
your
know
nephew
you would.
Someplace where they were being mistreated and abused.
I know you wouldn't leave them. That's my whole point.
Well... I don't know what your point is, because I like the reference to my living, or your dad's living arrangement.
Well, I don't want to discuss that
I know,
now
but
anyway, but...
He and I are
okay,
living...
Well, are we going to meet or not?
I cannot meet with you when you are putting your dad down.
Okay, that's it then. Don't call me here no more, and don't ever call me anywhere else, period. That's fine. That's fine. I have no problem with that.
But your dad cries for you.
I don't care.
He cares about you.
I don't care.
He worries about
you. I don't care. He can do that the rest of his life. I don't care. I'm just ending it here.
Well.
Okay? So, you know, good luck in your whatever you do. That's it. It's fine.
I'll tell you one thing, Suzanne. I want to have one plea with you. Please don't ally yourself with our enemies.
I don't have any. I don't associate with anybody. I don't have any. I'm just on my own, okay? No.
Well, I just want you to know, because you know that we're on the offensive now. We're going to sue because there have been lies said. And what's
sue who?
Huh?
Sue who?
We're going to sue people that have lied on us. And,
like that.
Well, if you've been reading the press, you see.
No, I don't care, because that's why I don't.
Okay. But, Lou, for one thing, Lou is upset, and he...
I don't blame him for being upset.
He's upset if he thinks that you would get on the other side and do anything.
Well, he'll come back.
Please don't, because he's angry, and he'll come back.
Okay, I can change my story if you have them all come back.
What do you mean?
All the boys.
What story are you talking about? You can change what story?
I can change my feelings based on what they personally tell me face to face, and what you personally tell me face to face. I can change my thoughts, my thinking, depending on what's relayed back to me from all the boys, person to person. Face to face, and what you tell me, person to person, face to face, then I might be able to change what I'm thinking. Other than that, I can cut it off just as easy, and not ever have anything to do with, not even knowing you, or anybody, period. I can do that.
Well, okay, as far as that's concerned, Suzanne, for a year and a half, you know, I haven't seen you, and I don't think you have wanted to know us. I just don't want you to get on the other side.
Lou will
say what's been built for this beautiful. You should see your nephew, and Lou will come back if you get on the other side, and he'll testify. He'll testify of things he knows that you. He tells about you being drunk and trying to get him to have sex with you.
That's a lie.
That's a lie?
That's a lie.
Didn't you try to get him to use some illegal credit cards?
Nope.
Well,
never. He doesn't even know what I have. Never.
He says he has a tape of it.
That's a lie.
And he knows about your living with a blonde-headed fellow.
So what?
Well,
I'm of age.
Okay, Suzanne.
Okay, go ahead and tell me more about that kind of stuff. That's the very reason I'm going to cut it off. Because those are all, not true.
Well, I'd like for you to be able to hear the beauty of what's happening, I really would like for you to.
I made arrangements for that. Okay, but you don't want to, so.
I just ask you to come right here. We'll talk alone.
No. I can't do that. I mean, you have your reasons for it. Not wanting to discuss it with me because of what I said to you about that, okay? I have my reasons for not wanting to meet there.
Okay.
And if we can't come to a mutual agreement on, someplace, then, and you feel the way you just told me you did, then, it can end it. I don't have any problem, Mom. I have no regrets.
But can't you understand what your dad thinks of you and
It doesn't matter.
You can't say, that I do care about my dad, too?
It doesn't matter whatever way. Good or bad, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
But that
it has no influence.
What you said to me, I care about you and my brothers, I care about the other person, And
if that's not acceptable to you, then you don't have to do anything with it, and I understand. Okay, and I won't have anything to do with it. That's it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry I bothered you. But I just, I've had other people call me that have worked actively on the other side and offered...
Well, I don't know anything about the other side. I mean, I could care less.
But some of the things you quoted to me had to come from people that come back.
I have never talked to anybody that came back.
You talked about him being fat, it was a quote of Mike Cartmell, because it's exactly the same thing he said to me.
He hasn't been down there. He doesn't know.
But he mentioned it.
I have never talked to anybody that I
Well, what
came
about
back.
The living arrangements?
There's been other people that's been down there besides those who think are on the opposite side. I have talked to people, but not the ones that you got were supposed to come back. I wouldn't even talk to them. I wouldn't even acknowledge them.
So you've talked to people who have come back that are being injured?
So-called. Or who says it's really, lovely and nice and all that.
Well, it is lovely.
Well, fine, I'm glad.
I'll let you go back to your room.
Okay, please. Yeah. Okay, I want to get a skate. You do not want to meet based on what's been discussed so far.
I cannot.
Okay.
Meet, you know,
okay, fine.
No issue.
Okay, fine. That's okay. You go ahead and, you know, do whatever you have to do then and live whatever the way you think is best.
He's been your friend.
And I'll do the same for myself.
Suzanne, he's been your friend.
He has not.
He has been your friend.
He has
not. He's the one that wanted to adopt you.
It don't matter. I would rather have been dead over there than for him to adopt me and go through all the shit that's been going on. So it doesn't matter, okay, Mom? I understand your position, and I'm going to keep it that way. And I don't want, you know, you to get out on a limb or anything like that. So we'll just make it easier on both of us and just end it.
But the shit, your life hasn't been that bad. You've had some good things, you know? And the things we've been going through, you know enough about this system to know that they try to destroy things or do things for black people, poor people.
Well, there's no use crying about it. I mean, a lot of things have gone down, and a lot of things have gone on, and a lot of things have happened. You know, it may not have been your fault, but, you know, it's somebody's fault, okay? Good or bad. And somebody had to initiate it, whether it's good or bad. And, you know, I understand your feeling about it, and I understand why you can't meet. And, you know, so now you can understand why. And the only thing I can have left to do is just cut it off.
Well.
Okay.
First, I don't understand you.
Well, you know, that's okay. You know, that's your problem.
Okay.
Not mine, because I won't have any more worries. I won't have anything more to do with it, you know. And I don't have any enemies, and I don't know what kind of enemies you're talking about, okay?
Okay.
I just stick to myself, period. That's it. I have never seen anybody that's come back from down there that's supposed to be so-called on the other side. I wouldn't even know who they are if I saw them. Okay, because I don't know who's back and forth and who is and who isn't. I don't keep track of that. I live my own life. And I don't want any more part of it. And the only thing I wanted to do was talk to you one-to-one, okay, to tell you what my feelings were, what my concerns were, and that was all. Okay? I might say two things that you may not like, and I might say some of the things that were shocking to you. But that was my only chance, okay, to meet with on a one-to-one, to tell you how I felt about it, just on my own. You know, as long as I've been there, that I've always kept to myself. And there were many times when you asked me why I was upset about certain things, and only you had a feeling why it was, but we could never talk about it. And I got that feeling from you, okay, and I think that's the same feeling from me. And that's why I felt, you know, I could talk to you, nobody else. But, you know, now all of that is gone and it's past, and, you know, everybody has a whole new life for you.
Of course, down through the years, I felt that you were a prisoner, but you really didn't have it when you felt that you wanted, which is a natural thing.
No, it isn't natural. In fact, I could tell you some stories about that you don't know about, but, you know, it can be completely the opposite. And I did want you to know about it. Well, he may have told you eventually because he might have been afraid that it would get to you in some other way. But I'm sure everything's been distorted, so, you know, why should I do it? I know only my side of the story, no one else's. And I can cite you some examples that you were aware of, that you knew of, and it may have been told to you some other way because you didn't recollect at the time it happened. But I remember every detail of it, and only I know it. I have not repeated to a single soul, and I don't intend to. Only one I want to talk to you is you. So, you know, I mean, I gave you an ultimatum about meeting this week, one-to-one, at a certain place. You didn't want that, and you gave me your reasons for it, which is acceptable to me now, okay? I understand it, and I'm not going to fuss about it.
Well,
I'll just go along with it, and what I'm just telling you, you know, for that reason, for your reason, and for my reason, we just end it here.